On the injury front, you know, Hillis did a little bit more yesterday. He did went through individual drills with the running back, so that was a good sign. Hopefully, he will continue his improvement, and we'll see where he is next week. Dorsey is still on the side doing more. I'm looking forward to him being able to do some individual drills and things like that. Wally, the same way with him. I think he's made some progress, but he's not to the point where he can start doing the drills. Need to get him in there. Jamal Charles went through the practice yesterday. He was limited. You know, his back is a little tight, but he pushed through it and was able to get a little bit done. Maneri, with an ankle, he was out there, and he pushed through it as well with his ankle, and I think that he'll be okay. But practice yesterday, we were in shells, try to get a little bit done, and I think we did get something done. And then today we're going to be in pads, and we're going to concentrate on individual technique and try to improve our technique, and that's what we've been focusing on these last couple of days, is to improve ourselves and try to get better ourselves. And so we're going to do that today before they get out of here and have some time off. Both quarterbacks got an equal number of reps, like I told you they would. They both ran the offense. We worked against each other. There was no opponent strategy or anything. They were just running the plays that that we've been running basically all year. The only factor that was involved yesterday was the wind, you know, and so we were throwing with the wind mostly. But both did some good things. Both did a couple things that we can improve on, and so that's where we are.
Why did you, when Matt was hurt that game, you were asked whether you had considered taking him out. You said you weren't. So the fact that he basically was the starting quarterback and then was hurt, why now is he sharing reps with Brady?
Because he's just getting back, and he's not back all the way yet. In my mind, I know he's been cleared, but he missed some time, and so give him equal reps.
Would you still say he's the starting quarterback? Or do you don't have to say it, I guess.
So. Well, right. I don't have to say it. What happened this week is they're getting equal reps this week.
Well, no, you touched on this yesterday about Dustin Colquitt. How valuable is he? First, let me ask you, do you consider the punter an offensive player or a defensive player? There's been some debate about that. What your own personal opinion?
Well, I think he can help the defense quite a bit, you know, when he does what he's supposed to do. And I think that as they look at themselves, I think that they relate more to the defense because, you know, the offense has been stopped and they have to punt. And so I think that they feel like they can help the team with field position if they do a good job punting the ball. Likewise, I think the field goal kicker feels like he's part of the offense because when he goes out there, you know, it's points on the board.
How valuable is he to this team, Dustin?
He's very valuable. I mean, I can't say he is this number percentage valuable or that number percentage, but having a punter who can get you field position in the plus 50 area and then backed up can hit some balls that can get you out of trouble. And not only just by hitting long balls, okay, but by hitting balls that have hang time to give you a coverage, a chance to get down the field to make the play on a returner. Those are pretty valuable guys.
He can affect strategy, obviously. When you got a guy like that, then it can gives you more options when you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with the obvious. And, you know.
Well, I think that we never offensively we never want to say we're going to depend on the punter to get field position for us. Offensively, we want to get field position ourselves, all right? But when he does go into the game, all right, then he has to do what he does. And part of what he does is hang the ball with distance when necessary and get plus 10 downings. And he's been able to be really effective in that plus 10 area last couple games.
He was saying yesterday that the Coach McMahon has really helped him. Mm-hmm. He mentioned a couple of times that things – that he's learned Has that been your observation that that's working out really well this year?
I think it is. Tom is a very fine football coach. He's detailed. He coaches technique. He motivates them. And I think that him working one-on-one, you know, with the specialists, I think that helps them.
You mentioned Hillis and, maybe starting to get a few more reps. How bad has that hurt your offense the last couple of weeks with the grand plan that's 1-2, you know, punch with Hillis and Charles, able to give Charles some breaks? I mean, how much has that affected what you wanted to do?
Well, you know what, not as much as one might think until last week, you know, when we're not able to generate the kind of running game that we had been, you know, previously. And then I think a big back like Hillis, you know, might have been able to break some tackles and get you some more yards. But, you know, against Baltimore, we were pretty efficient running the ball. And now he would have complimented that, but I don't think he would have been as effective, you know, as he would have been last week against Tampa Bay if he were able to be in there and break some tackles.
Can you address another guy that's been missing a little bit, Kendrick Lewis? Was his absence in the secondary a bigger loss than you guys expected those first 5 weeks?
Well, you know what? Kendrick is a good player for us, and he did a good job last year, and he has a good command of the secondary, a great communicator back there. And so when we lost him, we felt like we did lose some communication initially, because when Abe came in, Abe didn't know the system, and Abe had to learn the system and gain the trust of the players on the back end with him, you know. And I thought Abe did a nice job, you know, and still does a nice job. But Kendrick has that little extra. He's a former quarterback, you know, and he has a vision, a knowledge, and the way he studies the game, I think, helps him be the kind of guy he is back there.
Do you expect with this bye week he'll get healthy and he can be more of a contributor and really help shore up that secondary?
Well, I think what will happen is that some of that rust, you know, definitely will get knocked off, and then he'll be able to be more efficient as we go down the road.
Talk about Stanford. You know, kind of brought in when Carr left. What have you made of his play? Have you liked what you've seen from him as a second corner?
I think he has really good ability. He has got some size, got some length, got speed. You know, he's got an interception for us. He's been in position. You know, he didn't make the plays last week that definitely would have helped us. But, you know, those plays were, I don't know, you don't see many plays like that when we're in position, the defensive guy is in position, and we don't make the play. I think that we had three of them, two on his side and one on Flower's side, that we were there and didn't make the play. But I think he's made good progress as far as learning our system and being able to be the kind of player that we need.
Has it been a setback to because he hasn't played at the level that Carr had the last couple of years, so how much of a factor has that been as far as defense and maybe some struggles you've had on that side of the ball?
Well, I think the thing is that he's been learning the system, and it's a totally different system than he's used to. And so he has to reconfigure his footwork and some of his knowledge and technique of the way that he's been taught to do things. So we're retraining him. But he's been in position on plays, had opportunity to make plays, you know, so I think he's coming along.
Coach, you mentioned earlier in the week, you know, when you're 1-5, not a whole lot of positive things being said about you, both inside and outside. Mm-hmm. But give me three positives about your team right now, in your view, that you can sit back and go, well, that was, you know, all right, that piece we got.
Well, you know what, when you look at positives for a team and you're not winning, it's hard to say that there are many positives, you know. And so what you have to do is you have to look at pieces and what's happening. For instance, even though those plays we gave up last week, we were in position on the plays. It's not like the guys not like we blew the coverage or guys were out of position and just got totally beat. We were in position. I felt like we were going to make the plays, but we didn't make the play. You know, so if you're looking for a silver lining, you know, at least you're in position. And if you make the play, then it's a whole different story. But, you know, that's one of those ifs. and we didn't make the play. And similar offensively, you know, we were able to move the ball like for a 10-play drive, you know, and then we get down into the red zone and then we turn it over, you know, so that silver lining says if you can drive it for 10 plays and move the ball, you're doing something right. All right, so I think that's the case for the team. Those negative things that we do that hurt ourselves, we've got to eliminate those things.